Hi, I'm Janie Gould, and it's time for Flora Days. The century-old question about human bones found during canal dredging in Vero may finally get answered. A scientist who visited the Vero Man site early in the 20th century asserted the bones were those of humans who lived among sloths and mastodons during the late Ice Age. Other scientists disagreed, and for 9 decades, that was that. Then, just a few years ago, fossil collector James Kennedy dug up a bone with the carving of an animal on it. Scientists authenticated it as an Ice Age artifact, the oldest art in the Americas. From that, a committee was organized to raise funds for a full-scale excavation. Committee Chair Susan Grandpierre was enthralled when she saw what Kennedy had found.
I was amazed first by how beautiful it was and how competent the artist was.
How did you, a former economist, business planner, how did you get so interested in this?
Well, my mom subscribed to Archaeology Today and other natural history, things like that. That was always part of life in our home. I just thought it was such an enormous opportunity to be developed here. And who knows, we might have a tourist attraction in a few years.
Have you done some digging yourself?
The only dig I worked on was a training dig that the University of Florida and the Florida Museum of Natural History took our whole committee on. We had about a dozen people who went to the Thomas Farm west of Gainesville. They have been excavating a sinkhole for 70 years. And on that day, I found the toe of a camel, which was 16 million years old. Dr. Richard Hulbert, who is a vertebrate paleontologist, looked at it and he knew exactly what it was.
If you lived here during the Ice Age, what do you think life would have been like?
Well, I know if I were living in Vero Beach, I would be living inland probably 15 miles because the sea level was 300 feet lower. And I know that on my way hunting and gathering, I would run into sloths and mammoths and mastodons and a very special kind of tapir that is named for Vero, Vero tapir. Tapirensis.
You'd find all those things, but no dinosaurs.
No, Florida didn't have dinosaurs because dinosaurs went extinct 65 million years ago. The land that they would have occupied is about 3,000 to 8,000 feet below where we live in Florida.
The perception that some people have when they move to Florida is that Florida has very little history. You found the opposite to be the case.
Florida's occupation by Europeans, well, for heaven's sakes, it was before Plymouth. People have been ranching here way before they did in Texas, but it was still sparsely populated and the conditions were difficult, swampy, and a lot of insects.
So what drives you to uncover, literally uncover, Florida's ancient history?
Well, for one, is how unique the old Vero site is. It has the four characteristics of a great archaeological site. Human and animal remains, Ice Age remains, artifacts, things made by people, and then it has botanical remains. Two conditions will preserve a site. It's either very dry, like a desert, or very wet. And what we have is it's wet. And it remained wet for many thousands of years. It just was like a perfect site, and there aren't many like it.
A fertile crescent, maybe, in the Western Hemisphere?
Yes, I think so. A very, very special place.
When you retired, did you ever think that you would be involved in something like this?
No, I thought I'd be sailing or something like that, but here I am consumed by this very intriguing project.
Susan Grandpierre heads the Old Vero Ice Age Sites Committee, which is bringing archaeologist James Ottovasio to the Emerson Center April 12th at 7 p.m. to discuss the Vero site. He's done excavations around the world, and his work at a Pennsylvania site is said to have set the standards for archaeology. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.
Deep down.